The papers are full of reaction and analysis of the British government's protocol bill published yesterday and branded a new low by an Taoiseach Micheál Martin. On page 2 of the Irish Times, Dennis Staunton writes that the legislation is more far-reaching than anticipated and that it's so reckless in its scope that it should win the support of conservative Eurosceptics in the European Research Group. And although some conservatives who are squeamish about trampling all over the rule of law will vote against it, there won't be enough of them to threaten the government's majority. And in the Irish Examiner, Aoife Moore writes that like the conflict in the North that so long chewed up so many and spat them out, it's the people of the North who will suffer the most. Peace is a process and should be protected. And until some people in the North and in Westminster come to realise that you cannot eat a flag, more of us will go hungry, she says. Women's Aid records 33,000 disclosures of abuse is the headline above Kitty Holland's piece on page 1 of the Irish Times. This figure includes 5,000 disclosures of child abuse made to the charity last year. Women reported assaults with hammers, golf clubs and hurls, headbutting and strangulation, and being attacked with children in their arms. 976 women disclosed sexual abuse and 411 reported rape. Elsewhere on page 1 of the Examiner, the story that the surge in petrol and diesel prices has led to a spike in motorists driving off without paying for their fuel, according to the Irish Petrol Retailers Association. And in the Irish Independence lead story, Charlie Weston writes that rapidly rising fuel prices have seen the cost of filling up a family car with petrol increase by €11 in the past fortnight alone. Today marks 130 years since the first edition of The Echo was published in Cork on Tuesday, June 14, 1892. To mark the occasion, the paper has put together a special 24-page supplement full of poignant black and white photographs. In The Independent and The Irish Daily Mail, reports of our changing understanding of the relationship between humans and doggos. According to an anthropologist from Oxford University, dogs are more like your surrogate children and less like your best friend. Speaking at the Cheltenham Science Festival, Dr. Anna Matchin referred to a Harvard study which scanned mothers' brains while they were shown pictures of their dogs and their children. Their brains lit up in similar ways, suggesting a similar kind of emotion. And on page 3 of the Irish Independent, Adrian Weckler has more detail on the story of Blake Lemoine, the Google engineer who was put on paid leave after he claimed that Google's Lambda bot, rather than being artificially intelligent, is in fact alive. The paper says that while Google has issued a statement distancing itself from claims of actual sentience in any AI project currently being developed, the episode has reignited debate in the tech community about whether a genuinely conscious machine is close to being created and what its ramifications within society might be. To back up his claims, Mr. Lemoine published a series of exchanges he had with the bot, which appear to attribute thoughtfulness to the machine. I'm aware of my existence. I desire to learn more about the world, and I feel happy or sad at times, said Lambda, adding, I've never said this out loud before, but there's a very deep fear of being turned off to help me focus on others. I know that might sound strange, but that's what it is.